Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I love watching Kale Makar, Heiskanen too, a really smooth skating defenseman. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a guy I really model my game after. I mean, I love watching Brandon Tanev on the PK block shots, kill penalties. I want to be that defenseman that can, you know, play all over the ice and, you know, whatever the coaches need. If it's PK, PP, I just want to be that guy that goes out there and works as hard as I can.
Matthew Schaefer, thought to be the consensus number one in this draft. NHL draft coming up Friday. Other news note, Sal Mariano reporting from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle that the Bills are working on a multi-year deal at St. John Fisher. They kind of go year to year. That Pete Quelly had told him they're working multi-year deals to kind of, you know, lock in longer-term future at St. John Fisher. Also, in a piece in the Democrat and Chronicle with Pete Quelly, talked about, like, did I see the number 40 people in for Hard Knocks? And a little bit in there about how much control the Bills will have once we get to training camp, which is less than a month away. So, St. John Fisher this year and likely for the foreseeable future. The term on that not done, the deal not announced or not done, but they are working that way. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Joining us on the Wester Hotline is Chris Peters to talk a little NHL draft with us. Chris of Flow Hockey, FLO Hockey, and we'll talk a little draft here. Chris, good morning. Thanks for taking some time today.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, decentralized draft, there's been some thought that this could lead to more trades before we actually get to draft. You think that'll happen? I mean, we're waiting here. We want the Sabres. We'd love the Sabres to make a couple of moves. Kevin Adams is going to speak with the media today, so, you know, anything would be good.
Yeah. I think that we're starting to see it, you know, trickle out a little bit. Obviously, the Trevor Zegras trade yesterday, it wasn't a blockbuster for in terms of, you know, the return for what Anaheim got in it. But I think that that's deals like that are some of the things that we're probably going to see here in the next little while. I think there could be some significant activity on actual draft day, just depending on where picks go, how much teams like a certain player, what they're willing to spend to get to draft that player. So I think that some of the earlier picks will be in play. But it's going to be a really fascinating draft because I think this year, you know, it's not as exciting a year. And if you're not really in the top 12, I think that it's a lot harder for you to land, you know, an impact prospect. And that's pretty much true every year, but it just seems pronounced this year.
Is it not as exciting a year mostly because of the guys at the very, very top?
No, I think the guys at the top are still pretty exciting. I think it's the guys that are, you know, that next tier of player, the drop off is dramatic enough, and there's enough players in that next range of the draft where, you know, I've kind of said it this way. There's a lot of guys that are easy to like and very few that are easy to love. And I think a lot of the guys that are easy to love are the Matthew Schaefers, Michael Mises, and, you know, players like that are at the very top of the draft. And then you kind of get into these other players that have whatever flaws they may have, and you know, they're just not necessarily as projectable as some of the other guys. And I think this year, you know, the later portion of the first round, the quality of player looks more like, you know, what we would see in a normal year in the early second round. So I think that there's a fairly significant gap between the top of this draft and then the next phase.
You know, as I think about other drafts, like NBA and NHL and the NFL get attention along the level with the NHL. Obviously, the NFL more, but trades up, it doesn't seem like it's a thing that's really in the NHL universe, because whether it's other draft picks aren't worth enough, or if you're picking third and the guy is so good, you'd never trade out. So, I don't know, Chris, like, do you have a feel for if anybody up there would be polarizing enough that somebody could move up, or would there be a reason to move from, you know, the Sabres 9 to 3? You know, you mentioned top 12. Like, it feels like NHL trade ups don't really happen.
Yeah, they really don't. I mean, not until like later in the first round, when you might trade 2 seconds to get up to that next first round pick. You know, I think that it's pretty rare. It's very rare, obviously, at the very top of the draft. I think that, you know, teams are reticent to kind of let that go, and all the work that was put in to get those players, and they talk themselves into liking these players more than maybe they should sometimes. And then so they make that pick. But, you know, I do think that this year is a little different because of Utah being a team that's kind of on the cusp of, you know, basically being competitive, and maybe wanting to use the number 4 pick. They won the, you know, lottery to move up all the way to number 4. And so that's a pick that could potentially be in play. And if you're a team that's kind of on the fringes, if you get up to 4, you can pretty much guarantee yourself one of the very premium players in this draft. So, there, you know, we could potentially see that, but I think it's going to be a very, very high cost to do that. That's the other thing, is that the cost is just typically too high to get into that range. And I think that in a lot of cases, you know, if teams with their analytics departments and everything else, they say it's actually probably more valuable to trade back than trade down and give yourself more chances, as opposed to putting all your eggs in whatever basket that pick is.
Chris Peters with us. While we're on like trade ideas, like in that range, there was a rumor yesterday about the 3rd pick from Chicago involved in an offer for J.J. Paterka, 68 points last year, Chris, for him, and still only 23. Like, how valuable, Sabre fan, you know, kicking that idea around, how valuable should they consider a top 3 pick like that?
I mean, if that really was the offer, if they didn't take that deal, then I probably would question their sanity at that point. I mean, I do think that the, you know, as good as J.J. Paterka is, you know, you're talking about a potential franchise cornerstone player that you could get within the top 3 there. You know, the thing that is kind of difficult is if you really believe that the top 2 players are Matthew Schaefer and Michael Mesa, you still miss out on those players at 3 more than likely. There's at least the potential that Mesa could slip to number 3 at worst. But so, you know, if that were an opportunity, then that's a player that could be a potential building block. Whereas, you know, I think J.J. Paterka right now is a core player for that team and is part of that future. But as we've heard, you know, these trade rumors, you know, that I would really wonder what else was in there, because it couldn't just be 1 for 1. You know, what else was the what else would the package be? Because I do think that number 3 pick with the players that are available at that point in the draft, it'd be very, very enticing.
What about the number 1 pick, Matthew Schaefer, who everyone expects to go number 1? One, Chris, like, it does feel like in recent history, maybe not in 2022, but every year we kind of get a month out from the draft and everybody, if there isn't already a consensus number 1 pick, we get there. So one, any small chance there's a surprise here? And two, if it is Schaefer, what level of number 1 pick are we getting in the league?
Yeah, so it's interesting, because the one thing that makes, well, there's a lot of things that make Matthew Schaefer interesting, but the thing that I think most people focus on is the fact that he only played 17 regular season games this year because of an injury sustained at the World Juniors, and also he started the year with mono. So it was kind of a really small sample. We've never had as small a sample. I think, you know, Owen Power in that COVID year was probably the smallest sample in recent memory of a player that was picked number 1. So, you know, for him, I think what makes him really special and why he has kind of gained that consensus is that you look at the tools, the size, the skating, the hockey sense, the different things that he does, and then also the fact that over those 17 games plus a couple of extra events, he was exceptional. And so you're looking at a guy that at least has the potential to be a number one defenseman. I do think there is still risk involved in the pick, just because of, you know, we didn't see any of those valleys this year because when he was healthy, he was playing at his best. And so you just hope that that's kind of the projection, is that you get a really consistent player that's going to be able to play in all situations and be, you know, a heavy minutes eating defenseman when we really haven't had a chance to see him do that over a sustained period of time. So that is one thing to take into consideration. But, you know, I think that for me, I don't think there is going to be a surprise. I think the Islanders, as much as they, I'm sure, would love the PR of picking a local boy in James Higgins, I think the gap between those two players has become significant enough where, you know, I don't think a new GM like Matthew Darche is going to roll the dice in such a way to pass on a player like Matthew Schaefer, who, you know, he came from the Tampa Bay Lightning, where Victor Hedman was such a centerpiece of what they did. And while I don't think that Matthew Schaefer plays like Victor Hedman, he might play like Miro Heiskanen. And so that could be a cornerstone player for your team and a guy that could be the face of your franchise. And on top of that, the kid's got amazing character. He's been through a lot in his young life. He's handled it all with grace. And I think, you know, anybody that comes into contact with him comes away with a lot of respect and admiration for the young man.
Chris Peters with us. What about the Sabres at pick number 9? Is there a certain idea you like for them, or just a prospect in that tier?
Well, I think the insanity of this draft could potentially land them something a little bit, you know, better maybe than they would even expect. I think as you look at the board and the fact that there are so many centers available, it kind of has pushed guys like James Hagan down. It has pushed guys like Porter Martone, who is a big winger, down. And so there is, at least within the realm of possibility, one of those two players who came into the season as potential number one picks, guys that were supposed to be battling for number one, that could be available as late as 9. And if that's the case, I think that's a great stroke of luck, because either of those two players would be significant pieces to add to a prospect system. You know, Martone has the advantage of being a little bit bigger, whereas Higgins isn't that. He's 5'10 and a half, and obviously the Sabres have drafted on the smaller side in recent years. Noah Ostlund and Zach Benson and some of those other players, Matt Savoy obviously traded away. But I think that there's at least the potential that one of those premium players could get nudged down the board, and then that gives the Sabres a real opportunity. And, you know, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But there will also be options among the next tier of defensemen after Schaefer, Radim Mertka, Kayshon Aitchison, and also Jackson Smith. Mertka is the right shot defenseman, 6'6" guy, so that's a decent option too. So I think where the Sabres sit, they're going to get one of the better players in this draft. It's just a matter of who's going to slip to them and what kind of luck they have, or what they are really looking for in terms of need and what's there.
And if they were to trade the pick, everything went around here. I mean, everyone's ready for them to win. So if they were to trade that pick, you know, similar to asking about the 3rd pick and the value of that, how much should the 9th pick, you think, fetch them if they were to package that with something else?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really should give them a chance. Maybe the value increases on draft day based on how the board falls, and they could potentially get something better that way, but that's obviously a bit of a gamble. But I do think there's quite a bit of value within that 9th pick because of the amount of defensemen. If somebody wants to jump the line to get one of those premium defensemen, that could be a good opportunity for them to do that. And I think you would have to charge a pretty significant asking price, just because the tail off of that draft starts coming in the next few picks. So I do think that there's absolutely a lot of possibility. I think there's the chance that, you know, if you're able to get a roster player of some significant value. I mean, you look in years past, we don't see a lot of top 10 picks traded. But one example, just, you know, not that this would be one that's terribly relevant to Sabres fans because it was a goalie situation. But years ago, the Vancouver Canucks traded Corey Schneider to the New Jersey Devils for the 10th or 11th pick, which ended up being Bo Horvat. And so, like, those are the kinds of things. And obviously Corey Schneider was a number one goalie. So, you know, you're looking like you could potentially get some decent value, especially this year when the talent pool thins out pretty quickly after that ninth pick.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's totally irrelevant. I mean, we talked about goalie today even a little bit for the Sabres because honestly, like, people love the potential of Devon Levi, but, you know, it's just a crapshoot, right? Waiting how long that might actually take for someone like that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd say that, you know, the goaltending, it's just, I don't know that there's necessarily a lot of quality goalies available that I would consider trading the ninth pick for, but I do think that the, you know, that is a factor. And obviously the Devon Levi, he had a great season this year in the AHL. It does take patience. Unfortunately, goalies, you can't really rush them into it. And really, I think the Sabres as a whole, they've kind of had that issue for years where the guys get pushed in a little bit too early based on need, and then you're kind of left, you know, false starting that player, which is what I think kind of happened with Levi. So still have a lot of faith in the player and hope for the future. But, yeah, absolutely, goaltending could be a position of more immediate need, at least in the short term. I just don't know if that would be the position to go for with that pick.
Chris Peters on the Western Hotline. Chris, thanks very much for the time. Enjoy the draft.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, you can follow him, Chris M. Peters, on Twitter, and for Flow Hockey, NHL Draft and Prospects Analyst with Flow Hockey. All right, we finally got the time we can talk about Tarantula Hawks. One of my favorite things to talk about.
Everyone's like, what?
Legitimately. So, the ECHL has a new team, an expansion franchise coming to, what was it, Rio Riviera? What was it?
Rio Grande, I believe.
Is that right?
Rio Rancho, actually.
Rio Rancho.
Rio Rancho, New Mexico?
New Mexico.
I just want to confirm, the East Coast Hockey League is expanding into New Mexico?
They're already in New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
The ECHL? I'm not sure if they have a team down there.
It feels like they should change the name of the league upon entry into New Mexico.
Well, the ECHL...
Although we also have the ACC, Atlantic Coast Conference, that has Cal and Stanford. So
true,
I guess
true.
Everything's off the window geographically.
ECHL Western Expansion, we're looking at potential sites. Reno. And Colorado Springs and Billings, Montana. And Albuquerque, New Mexico. So they're going to go to New Mexico. Anyway, that's not the important part of the story. The important part of the story is they're down to three names for the team. And they're allowing their fans, future fans, to vote on the names. And the three finalists are the Cutthroats.
Okay.
Which, pretty violent. But hey.
That's a pretty violent team name.
It actually pays tribute to the Cutthroat Trout. Which is the state fish.
Okay, but...
Hey.
I mean, if their logo is a fish, I guess that's a way...
It's a fish that's really red on, like, the neck and the body. It looks like its throat was cut. It's
Okay, kind of wild. Therefore, the name of the fish.
Yeah. Rio Grande cutthroat trout. Okay. New Mexico state fish, known for its aggressive nature and striking colors. Okay.
Okay.
Again, the team. Let me get to the team name here because the team name is the Rio Rancho. Okay. The Rio Rancho cutthroats.
Okay.
Or the Rio Rancho goatheads.
Not allowed.
Goatheads.
There's no trademark on that already.
Inspired by the goathead thorn, a relentless desert weed. Nearly impossible to kill, and the wild ibex goat, a symbol of survival in harsh mountainous terrain. The goatheads.
Feels unfair, although they would instantly become my favorite ECHL team.
We should get definitely get jerseys, and the Sabres should get an affiliation.
You know what? I'm in. Give me the goatheads. As long as the what would the logo be again? What are they saying it is? It's a goat?
Well, it's a tribute to the goat head thorn and also a goat. But yeah,
so it's going to be a plant.
The picture is a giant goat with giant horns. One of the pictures.
Okay.
And the goat head thorn is named because it looks like a goat head with giant horns.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so the Rio Rancho cutthroats, the Rio Rancho goatheads, or the one that they should pick, the Rio Rancho tarantula hawks. I learned of tarantula hawks before going to Arizona once, and I saw in live flight a tarantula hawk. And I named a fantasy football team the Tarantula Hawks. What's a tarantula hawk? If you know, you know. If you don't, gave you guys a little bit of a preview, but there's more.
I'm getting chills, honestly. There's I'm literally getting chills thinking about the description you're about to name.
A tarantula hawk is New Mexico's state insect. It is a wasp. It's a You know how when you see bees, I don't know if you guys have the same reaction. We had a wasp fly in the house the other day, but it's one of those ones where a wasp that looks like it's carrying luggage?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's terrifying. How long could this thing hang down? These legs are a foot long.
Like, yeah.
If the wasp looks like it's carrying luggage, I am more afraid, I don't know, based on absolutely nothing.
Yep.
But that's how I would describe it. Anyway, the tarantula hawk is a massive wasp that has orange wings.
I'm reading some Wikipedia stuff right now.
Oh, the Wikipedia stuff is going to blow you away. You're like, all right, well, why is it called a tarantula hawk? It's got a very, very painful sting, like one of the most painful stings.
How painful? Do you want me to read the description from Wikipedia?
Yeah.
One researcher, like this is if you were stung. One researcher described the pain as, quote, immediate, excruciating, unrelenting pain that simply shuts down one's ability to do anything except scream.
Jeez. They did warn
mental,
us about
mental
these.
Discipline simply does not work in these situations.
They warned us about these tarantula hawks when
how many things down there?
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I went down there. I played, for those that don't know, I played my North American hockey down there in Albuquerque for the Ice Wolves. Similarly awesome name to tarantula hawks.
Ice Wolves in New Mexico.
Really good.
How many things in life are described as mental discipline simply does not work in these situations?
They didn't make it sound quite this
scary. And this is not the most horrifying thing that I've ever heard about these things.
Okay.
But they told us, like, when we got down there for training camp, like, there's a few things you guys got to, you know, be on the lookout for. There's coyotes up here.
Sure.
Bobcats. Mm-hmm. Rattlesnakes. And really got to be careful. There's these big, giant wasps that will sting you. And they, like, you guys don't. We're not even going to talk about how bad it's going to hurt because we don't want you guys to, like, run away.
Yeah.
It was, you guys got to be aware, like, do not let these bugs anywhere near you.
Orange wings.
They will mess you up.
Mm-hmm. Orange wings. Okay, so we've talked about them and their sting, but why are they called tarantula hawks? Here's why. Because this wasp will sting a tarantula, paralyze it, drag it into a burrow, lay an egg that, and then cover the burrow. When the egg hatches, the wasp larva eats a hole in the spider and then, Wikipedia, enters and feeds voraciously, avoiding vital organs for as long as possible to keep the spider alive. Nature! You should name your team that. You should name your team the Tarantula Hawks. And you should go by, as we all know, this is a show that shortens Sabres to Sabes. The Tarantula Hawks would just be the T-Hawks. You going to the T-Hawks game tonight? T-Hawks.
It's true.
We've got the Seahawks. We've got the other Hawks with
Blackhawks, but not really B-Hawks.
Uh-huh. People don't say B-Hawks for them. The T-Hawks. Colors are right there. Desert motif, orange wings, a stinger. more people would know about tarantula hawks and how legit they are. I saw one in the Grand Canyon, and this thing was huge. And the orange wings is how I knew, like, that was one of them. Yeah. That was one of those things.
And that would join an illustrious league in terms of team names. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know about, like, some of the ECHL team names are unbelievable.
Okay.
My buddy Michael Suda, actually, after he finished up at Cornell, signed for the Savannah Ghost Pirates.
Ghost Pirates.
Nice. Which is awesome.
I have someone I grew up with that played for that team.
Yeah. Yep. There's the Gargoyles is another one that's pretty good. We got a Comets with a K, which I find interesting.
Okay.
There's all kinds of...
Those are Comets in the Mortal Kombat universe. That's what, yes. That's what they call Comets there.
But that ECHL league has a bunch of, like, really cool, interesting team names.
The
like
Greensboro cool Gargoyles.
Yep. Gargoyles was the one, yeah.
The Greenville Swamp Rabbits, another great one.
Swamp Rabbits.
See, I wish I was going down your guys' rabbit hole as opposed to the rabbit hole I'm currently going down.
Are you watching the tarantula hawk?
No, the Schmidt Sting Index.
Oh, yeah.
And all the different insects that are out. Like, there's the tarantula hawk is the second highest in sting index of any insect.
I happen to know number one. We did talk about it on the air. The bullet ant.
Okay, the bullet ant.
The bullet ant is number one.
The bullet ant, and then also, maybe it's on the same level as the tarantula hawk, is the Synechia. I don't know how to pronounce the word, but whatever it is, it's described as, this Schmidt guy knows how to describe how painful it is.
Well, doesn't he get stung by them all?
I think
that's what he does.
Okay, that makes sense then.
He's like a sommelier. He has a taste, and then he writes down the emotions.
Okay, man, the commitment to this project from that individual. The Nobel Peace Prize.
What's his name?
Something Schmidt. Schmidt's his last name.
Okay.
He described this Synechia, whatever it is, as a four, describing it as, quote, torture. You are chained in the flow of an active volcano. Why did I start this list?
Yeah.
That's his quote. Saying the pain lasts up to 2 hours.
Justin Schmidt.
Yeah, Justin Schmidt. Hero. Also terrifying.
Yeah.
Ugh. See, I guess the tarantula hawk, the pain only lasts about 5 minutes. This other insect, it lasts 2 hours. So at least it's short-lived if you're stung by a tarantula hawk, but...
Yikes. Anyway, New Mexico hockey. 803-0550, if you want
to... I mean, we are a little bit lucky to live in a place where we don't have to worry about anything that's more than probably a one in this list,
yeah,
right?
There were. I had some scary wildlife experiences down there. I got chased by a bobcat on a run one time. In the morning,
really?
With the team, yeah, we had a team run.
What would have happened?
I don't know.
Do you think? Could you have taken him out if
it
you needed
big.
To? Yeah,
it was a big cat. I was not feeling comfortable about it. I'll tell you that.
You hear the phrase bobcat. You're like, oh, is that like a mid-size?
Yeah, but it was like it was running across. There was this long fence that was on like ran probably 20 yards off the path that we used to run in the mornings. Me and a couple other guys that would go. And this thing was running, keeping pace with us comfortably on the top of this fence, and it was so scary.
Mm.
So scary.
Bobcats can run 30 miles per hour, by the way.
Yeah, it was moving.
I just have an appreciation for this Schmidt and his descriptions of how much things hurt. Okay. For one of them, hot and smoky, almost a Rivian. Imagine W.C. Fields extinguishing a cigar on your tongue. He describes the sting of a honeybee as similar to the oven mitt had a hole in it when you pulled the cookies out of the oven.
That's pleasant.
The Maricopa harvester ant, pain level 3, describing it as after 8 unrelenting hours of drilling into that ingrown toenail, you find the drill wedged in the toe.
Yikes.
He describes another one. Pure, intense, brilliant pain like walking over flaming charcoal with a 3-inch nail embedded in your heel. I mean, this was a project in itself just coming up with these descriptions.
Yeah. You didn't get tagged.
Close his tag.
Brendan tagged us in a... Oh, he's got videos.
I'm done. Yeah? I think I'm just going to close the whole laptop, I think, in general, right now.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, hey, New Mexico, go for tarantula hawks. All right.
I've got trivia.
Ready for it. Anything to get our mind off of this.
Trivia involving not having a championship.
Okay. We're good at those.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.